By now, you will have learned what relaxation feels like. The next step is to be able to use your relaxation exercise as part of everyday life. This next exercise is to practice rapid relaxation in an ordinary chair with your eyes open. This may be harder than doing it with your eyes shut, so it takes practice. But it's well worth learning, because then you can relax without other people being aware of it. It's a very useful exercise if you feel yourself getting nervous, angry, or impatient. You can use this exercise on a bus, in a meeting, or in a doctor's surgery waiting room. Please remember, though, not to practice this when you're driving or operating machinery. If you're still having problems, ask your doctor about stress management classes or an appointment with a clinical psychologist who'll be able to help.
Using an upright kitchen chair, get into the relaxed sitting position and get as comfortable as you can. Your back should be fairly straight. Keep your body symmetrical. Your nose should be in line with your tummy button. Stretch out your legs, feet about 12 inches apart, heels on the floor, feet pointing slightly out. As there are no arms on the chair, you'll need to rest your hands palm down on your thighs. Or you can lace them lightly together and rest them in your lap with the palms pointing up towards your face. Let your weight sink into the chair. Experiment a bit until you find the right position. Step 2. Now, go through your muscles from forehead to feet in exactly the same way as for the rapid relaxation. Except this time, don't close your eyes. Just unfocus them so they're not staring at anything and look straight ahead and slightly down at the floor, just as if you were lost in thought. To anyone else in the room, you'll look comfortable, relaxed and in control, which is exactly what you will be. They may even be envious of you. So breathe out, smooth out your forehead, breathe out and relax your jaw, make saliva and swallow, breathe out and drop your shoulders, all the things that you've learnt in the rapid relaxation, until you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into the chair. Step 3, switch your attention to your breathing. Study the air coming and going in your nose, and as you breathe in, say mentally, I am, and as you breathe out, relax. Or whatever words work best for you. Keep this going for as long as you want, and when your mind starts to get too restless, go back to step 2 and check through your body again. Forehead, mouth, jaw, shoulders, arms, hands, back, thighs, legs, ankles. Add to the feeling of relaxation by really feeling the weight and the warmth. And then, when you feel relaxed again, return to the breathing and to saying your words. When you get good, you can do this for hours. Buddhist monks do it all day. But to start with, 5 minutes at a time is a realistic target. It'll leave you feeling calm and refreshed and full of energy. This is a form of meditation, and it's been shown to have a number of important health benefits. So practice it for at least once a day for the next month and try and gradually extend the time to 20 minutes or half an hour. The advanced version of this is to practice it standing up. Now obviously you can't relax your legs because you'll fall over, but you can relax everything else and then switch your mind to the breathing, just like the rapid relaxation. Personally, I do this whenever I have to queue for anything.